Welcome to Drive Time. My name is Gino Devaney with you on behalf of Mount Washington Radio, 93.5 WMWV and Magic 104. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors of Drive Time, Cooper Cargo Chant and Leone McDonald and Roberts. My guest this evening is the Executive Director of the Conway Area Humane Society, Mr. Tim Westwig. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Gino. Yeah, thanks for having us.
No, no problem at all. In fact, what Drive Time should be about and what it is about is we're looking out and reaching out to these nonprofit organizations and charities, much like your organization, the Conway Area Humane Society, and just kind of get a 411, if you will, on what's been going on since the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know that we can check out conwayshelter.org to get full details and reach out to you guys at 447-5955. And we know that you are there to create that human pet bond here in the valley and make sure you find all those pets, as many homes as we possibly can. You've done a lot of work with Mount Washington Radio. How has things changed over there when it comes to COVID-19? I know that you had a big, oh my gosh, we were talking about it here on the radio quite a bit when it comes to patio paws. That had to be postponed. Lots of your fundraisers. So talk about that and how COVID-19 has affected the Conway Area Humane Society.
Well, thanks, Gino. Yes, the biggest thing I want to say is that our work has continued here. Obviously, we've had to make some modifications with all that's going on for safety precautions. Mostly, you know, we still are adopting animals. It's just a little bit of a different process. Normally, we love to have the public come in and roam all over and look at all the animals that are available for adoption. But currently, we ask that people go to our website that you mentioned, conwayshelter.org, and take a look at the pets that are available. And then we do phone interviews and ask for a written application, and then we're making appointments. So we're adopting by appointment only. The good news, as I'll say, is that has been going fantastically. When we have adopted out animals at the regular rate that we normally do, and some weeks higher. So we thank all of those adopters that have continued to do that through this crisis. And then it's just safety precautions. You know, we've had less, unfortunately, less volunteer hours involved than we normally do because we just want to keep the least amount of people in the building as possible. But we thank all of our volunteers for their patience while we're kind of going through this.
No, absolutely. And I'm happy to hear that the adoption rate has pretty much stayed the same, though, or if not, sometimes higher in some cases, which is good to hear. What about animal intake? Has there been more surrenders since the pandemic? I know at one point there was concern about pets when it comes to COVID-19 and all of that. Has that affected anything in that area?
We have not seen that yet.
Okay.
We certainly are preparing for that. There has been some concern whether folks who had illness or those who are suffering, you know, financial hardships would start to surrender animals at a higher number. But currently we haven't seen that, but we certainly are preparing for it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to mention, Gino, is our program, Safe Haven program.
Yes.
Which we provide temporary shelter for folks during an emergency. So, you know, if you're someone having serious health issues, or you know, we also provide this for those who are suffering domestic abuse. We work with our fellow nonprofit Starting Point on these things, and we just want to let people know that we're here to help, and we still have that program available.
Yeah, that's definitely a program that you wanted to keep intact, I'm sure, especially with everything that's been going on. It's just crazy times out there, as we know.
Yeah. One other quick point I'd say is, you know, normally we take in animals from our southern shelters who just are overpopulated, and they send them up here for us to adopt out. And we've seen that down south a lot more adoptions have been happening, which we're very pleased about, because we were concerned that the euthanize rate would jump dramatically because of this. But the good work that our southern shelters and humane societies are doing adopting animals out has been fantastic.
Yeah, that's more good news. When it comes to donations, how is the Humane Society taking that? I'm sure some changes have gone through since COVID-19 has started, and I know we postponed a lot of our fundraisers and that. How has that been working for the Society?
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction or earlier, that we lost our major spring fundraiser,
yeah,
which was a tough thing for us. We understand that we're in the same boat as our whole community, dealing with financial hardships. And so at the shelter, we've tightened our belts, and we're trying to do everything we can, but not jeopardizing our mission. And we know that, again, our entire community is going through this, and we're going to just do what we can. We do still need donations, and you can go on our website and click the donate button if you're able to do so. And we want to thank all the local businesses and individual donors that have supported us in the past. Those past donations are really helping us right now, being able to continue to take care of the animals during this pandemic.
And those monetary donations go a long way. As we've worked in the past, we've learned that it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to run a place like the Conway Area Humane Society, to run it safely and to run it for those pets. So, yes, every dollar counts.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the loss of events for us and for all the nonprofits in the Valley is a big problem when it comes to funding. You know, we do take in some revenue through the adoptions, but that doesn't nearly cover the cost of what we do here. And so, you know, we do have some hope that our next two events may happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're outdoor events. You know, we have the golf tournament, and, you know, it certainly would be social distancing how I hit the golf ball into the woods, but on a regular basis. But I'm hopeful that may still happen, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
It should definitely be possible with some of the golf courses opening up, and they are, you know, slowly reopening, but that is happening. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and that's not until August, so there's still some time there, so they can figure that out. And like you said, hopefully we'll be hitting the greens for the pets.
Yeah. And then, you know, we also are, and a lot of people have been helping us with this, donations of pet food and kitty litter is always a big one that we need.
Yep.
And if you want to bring it up to the shelter, you can just leave it by the front door where it says the sign Adoption Center, and just ring the doorbell, and a staff member will come out and get that.
Excellent.
So many people have been doing that, and also some of our favorite local businesses like For Your Paws Only has been very good donating during this time.
Yes, they are fantastic when they help out like they do. Part of being the White Mountain Independents and then supporting local charities, that's just so great to hear as well. Is there anything that you guys are not accepting that maybe you were before COVID-19, and now that this is broken out, anything that people should probably leave out of the donations at this time?
Good question. Yes, that's the kind of washable things. You know, we normally take in a lot of animal beds and towels and blankets. And we're asking that people do not bring those at this time.
And one thing that we should mention as well, that the dog park that is located over at the shelter at this point has been closed. Is that still the case?
That's still the case.
Yeah.
You know, we are looking to reopen that as soon as we can. But we just want to take all the precautions so that our staff and volunteers stay healthy through this, so that they're available to take care of the animals.
Yeah, I definitely think that is the first and foremost on everybody's mind, is to make sure that we stay safe, but of course still continue the mission that is the Conway Humane Society. So, Tim, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. If anybody wants more details on the Conway Shelter, again, that's conwayshelter.org. You can also email them info@conwayshelter.org and reach out by phone 603-447-5955. Tim, do you have any final words for everybody?
I just want to thank everybody for their support. And know that we're here to help if you need anything with taking care of animals. And we know that our community will all get through this together. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim, for your time. And again, that's conwayshelter.org. And hopefully next time we can have you visit us in studio again and make all those pets even happier.
Yeah, I would like that, Gino. Look forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you to Tim Westwig from the Conway Area Humane Society for giving us a call here. I want to thank one more time our sponsors. That's Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. We'll be back Wednesday for another edition. This has been Drive Time.